知喺我哋当中啊嚟到正道啦吓，咁 我哋在座咧好多人咧都认识阿关牧师噶啦，咁佢系我哋嘅母堂啊，即系喺一街同埋 Renfrew 街嘅啊温哥华浸堂啊以前嘅啊英文牧师，咁啊亦都咧去过呢个啊 Calgary 去服侍啦，咁咧最近呢几年咧佢系呢个 CIM 啊 Chinese International Missions 嘅呢个非洲加纳事工嘅主任，咁咧我哋一班嘅短宣队咧，曾经喺今年底嘅四月同埋五月初咧，同阿关牧师咧一齐嚟同工，认识咗好多。其中一样嘢咧，就系佢啲广东话好厉害嘅，咁咧佢成日咧嚟到煲剧集，咁啊仲识嘅表达嘅词语咧多过我，咁诶我哋好开心，有Isaac Pastor Isaac 喺我哋当中 ，It's all yours。
It's good to be here this morning, and thank you for those kind words of introduction. Really, my Chinese is not that good. That's why I'm doing it in English here. And I need Pastor Paul here to translate for me.
好高興咧，喺大家嘅當中咧就能夠喺大家當中侍奉咧係好嘅。其實我嘅廣東話咧唔係幾好嘅。多謝Pastor Paul 的讚賞，所以我需要Pastor Paul 來同我翻譯。
It really is good to be here this morning.
來到大家當中真係好好嘅。
I bring greetings from CIM.
我代表呢個 CIM 向大家問安。
And it is really good to reconnect with the team that I went to Ghana with from this church from last year.
再能够与从这个教会派出去的加纳短宣队接触呢是十分的好。
And actually, Pastor Paul is very famous right now in the CIM circles.
林牧师呢在这个 CIM 的圈子里面呢是很出名。
I realize that many people don't know him by his real name.
很多人都不知道他的真名是什么名。
People just say, how is Pastor Malaria doing?
很多人只是问那个有疟疾的牧师是怎样啊。
And I'm pretty sure that many of you know that when Pastor Paul came with me last year, he caught malaria.
大家都知道当林牧师跟我一起去短宣的时候，他患上这个疟疾。
But as you can see, he is perfectly fine.
但是大家看见他是完全没事了。
So I am asking Simo to give him permission to go back to Ghana with me next year.
我问Simo批准让林牧师可以出年咧再去呢个非洲。
And it's exciting because when I came to your church this morning, I saw a leaflet promoting that your church will once again be sending a team to Ghana next year.
我觉得好兴奋，因为今早嚟到大家当中见到地图表有个副页就讲到教会咧会出年咧再差派另外一队嘅非洲队去到短宣。
So that'll be next April the 24th to May the 8th.Burnaby Pacific Grace will be sending a team once again to Ghana.
就是呢出年的4月24号至到5月8号教会呢会再派另外一队短宣队去这个加拿。
And I look forward to working with that team.
我呢好兴奋期待再同那队的短宣队同工。
I saw how God worked through the team that went this year.
我看得到上帝如何透过今年的短宣队呢来到工作。
And despite all the things that was thrown their way unexpectedly,
虽然在当中有很多意料不到的事,
from accidents to malaria to almost being bitten by snakes,
从这个疟疾啦到意外啦，差不多被毒蛇咬亲啦。
God worked through that team.
上帝咧就透过嗰队嘅短宣队嚟到工作。
And they were able to also visit the supporting church planter that.This church actually supports in the village of Majeri in Ghana.
短宣队咧亦都能够去到加纳嘅 Majeri 镇咧嚟到去探望我哋教会资助嘅嗰位嘅牧师同佢嘅教会。
So I encourage you to pray about how the Lord may be leading you in this coming year.
我祈祷希望上帝让你知道喺嚟紧嘅一年佢点样带领你。
I want to ask a question this morning.
我想问大家一个问题。
If someone were to ask you, are you wise? How would you respond?
如果有人问你，你是否聪明？你怎样去回答呢？
Now, most people would probably want to say, you know, don't want to say that they are stupid.
很多人不想答他是愚蠢的。
And probably they don't want to say that they are smart.
他们也不想答他们是聪明的。
Because they don't want to sound conceited.
因为他们不想表现得好像很自负自夸。
But what about wisdom? If someone were to ask you, are you wise? How would you answer?
但是不过讲及智慧的时候，如果有人问你，你有没有智慧啊？咁你点答呢？
Now, if someone were to ask me that question, even though I want to say that I am wise,
如果有人问我咁嘅问题，虽然我答我啊，我系有智慧噶。
I would probably have to say that I'm not that wise.
但我亦都会仍然答我唔系咁有智慧。
Because when I look at my life and I see all the mistakes I've made.
因为我去检讨我自己生命的时候，我看见我有很多的过失。
All the stupid things that I've done.
有很多愚蠢的事我做过。
Even when I should have known better.
我呢根本早知应该是不要这样做的。
Definitely unwise.
确定呢是不是一个有智慧的人。
And I know there are others too that think that I am unwise.
但也有人会觉得我自己呢不是有智慧的。
For one day, I walked into my office. This is about 5 years ago.
5 years ago, 有一日我入去我嘅办公室里边。
And I saw on my wall all these drawings with sayings.
我睇见喺我办公室半墙咧，睇见有好多图画同埋嗰啲嘅说话。
Now I have a PowerPoint. So those working in the back, if you can get to that PowerPoint, you can actually show that picture.
我有一个嘅幻灯片啊，唔知可唔可以播上个银幕嗰度。
But anyways, it was called.Words of wisdom.
所有的图画加上那些字呢，那些字句呢，就被称为呢，定名为智慧之言。
Someone had put it on my wall when I wasn't around.
有人呢，在我不在个办公室的时候呢，就将这些图画和这些字句呢，贴在一个墙上面。
Just one-liners.
只是呢，一句单句，一句单句的说话。
But very helpful.
但是呢，对我有很大帮助。
Some of these one-liners, please don't put bananas.In the fridge.
有呢一句嘅句子就不要将香蕉放入雪柜里边。
Fruit makes you strong. Eat lots of it.
生果使你强健，多吃一些。
My favorite saying though was this.
但系我最喜欢嘅一句说话咧就系。
Listen closely. This is a really wise saying.
请留心去听吓。
The person who takes the second last piece of dim sum is not a good guy.
谁人吃尾二一件点心的人？便不是好人。
Think about that again. The person who takes the second last piece of dim sum is not a good guy.
谁吃尾二一件点心的人便不是好人。
Really wise saying.
实在咧好有智慧嘅讲法。
But unfortunately for me, even though I know that saying, whenever I go for dim sum,
虽然依家我明白呢句说话嘅意思，但系好不幸地，我往往喺呢个去食点心嘅时候
，You know, I'm usually the guy who takes.The second last piece.
我就是那个吃最后尾二一件点心的人。
And the last piece.
还有呢最后那件。
You see how unwise I am?
你看见我多没智慧呢。
But this morning, I also want to give some words of advice.
但今天早上我想给大家一些智慧之言。
But it's not about bananas or candies or dim sum.
不是有关这个的香蕉啊糖果啊点心。
It's something if taken, it's going to have eternal significance.
这些说话呢都是有这个永恒的意义的。
It's something that I'm very passionate about.
是我很热切的去承担。
It's something that is so dear to me that if I don't share it, I'm not doing my job.
这些说话呢是我看为宝贵，如果我没有去分享的话呢，我就觉得自己未尽责任了。
It's about missions and something I hope that all of us here will be doing.
这些说话呢都是有关传道和宣教，我希望大家都能够参与。
Whether it is in our workplace, within our own family, our school campuses, or wherever God has placed you.
不论我们在工作场所啦，我们的家庭啦，或者我们的校园，或者任何上帝安放大家的地方。
You can now see the words. See, I kid you not, I didn't make that up. You actually see the dim sum saying up there.
大家看见啦，我不在这里是讲大话的，大家看见这些这样的图画和这些字句。
But the words of wisdom that I'm going to give you this morning.
我同大家分享嘅今早一句一句嘅说话就系
has eternal significance，
有呢个嘅永恒意义嘅。
If your Bibles, please turn to Romans chapter 10:8-15. We read it earlier this morning, but I want you to turn there right now.
请大家再翻开呢个罗马书10:8-15。今早我哋已经读过噶啦。
Here are the wisdom one-liners.
呢啲咧就系一句一句智慧嘅说话。
Firstly, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord.
第一句咧就系口里承认耶稣为主。
Second one is believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead.
第二句咧就系心里信神叫他从死里复活。
Now both of these sayings are from verse 9. Most of us, if we have that personal relationship with the Lord, we don't have an issue with these two sayings.
呢两句说话咧都系嚟自呢个第九节。我哋每一个同耶稣基督有个人关系嘅人咧都唔会。对呢啲嘅说话有咩争论
？However, here is the third saying.
但系咧，仲有第三句智慧嘅说话。
From verse 15, bring the good news to others.
第十五节就系话传喜讯俾别人。
In other words, pass it on.
换句话讲咧，就系传扬福音。
Now, I found in my many years of ministry.That a lot of Christian are what we call closet Christians.
喺我多年嚟嘅侍奉里边，我发现到咧有好多基督徒咧，其实系隐藏喺衣柜里边嘅。
Now we're happy we've accepted Jesus Christ as a personal Savior.
我哋好开心接受咗耶稣基督成为我哋个人救主。
We enjoy His blessings.
我哋咧享受到佢嘅祝福。
We have no problem with these first two sayings.
我哋对开头呢两句说话咧完全冇问题。
But that third.Peace of wisdom advice.
但系第三句嘅呢句智慧嘅说话咧
，the one that tells us to pass it on，
就系叫我哋去传扬福音呢句说话。
Some of us have a problem with that.
但我哋有啲人咧系会有问题嘅，觉得。
You know, sometimes we don't want to impose our beliefs on our coworkers.
有阵时咧，我哋唔想将我哋嘅信仰咧强加诸于。我哋嘅同事啦
，or schoolmates，
或者我哋嘅同学啦
，or even our family members，
或者我哋嘅家人啦。
We don't want to make anyone uncomfortable，
因为我哋唔想令到任何人咧感到唔自在。
And I agree that we need to be very tactful, depending on the circumstance and sharing the gospel。
我都同意嘅系在乎嗰个嘅环境处境，我哋传福音嘅时候咧要有技巧。
But it still needs to be done。
但系咧都仍然要去传。
Some of the last words of Jesus Christ, as recorded in Matthew 28, is "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
耶稣在世最后几句说话咧，系喺呢个马太福音第二十八章。他说所以你们要去使万民作我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名为给他们施洗凡我吩咐你们的都要教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
I'm sure you've all heard this before. It's a great commission.
我相信大家都听过被称为这个大使命。
And since that time, people have been doing it.
自从那个时候开始世世代代的人都在做着。
Peter brought it to Jerusalem.
这个彼得将这个大使命带到去耶路撒冷。
David Livingstone brought it to Africa.
这个大卫李文斯顿将他呢带到去非洲。
Hudson Taylor to China.
这个戴德生将他带到去中国。
And if you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, someone brought it to you as well.
如果你跟耶稣基督有个个人关系的话表明呢也都有人。将这个大使命带到你的生命里。
And now it's our turn to pass it on.
现在呢就是轮到我们将这个大使命传扬出去。
For not only does it say in Romans 10 that those who call upon the Lord will be saved.
不单止是因为说这个罗马书十章那里讲过说求告主名的人就会得救。
But in verse 15 it states, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
还有第十五节那里讲到说报福音传喜讯的人他们的脚中何等佳美。
Now feet,Usually are not the body part that we would consider beautiful.
我哋身体咁多个部分，我哋好少咧会觉得我哋嘅脚咧系美丽嘅。
Usually one of the last body parts that we think of when it comes to some body part being beautiful.
脚咧系我哋睇身体各部分咧最后注意嘅地方。
But when used right, feet can be more valuable than gold, diamonds, or even oil.
但如果脚系用得合宜嘅话咧？脚咧就会比呢个嘅精金啊、钻石啊、石油咧更加宝贵。
And when the Apostle Paul first wrote Romans, the only way that the news traveled were by the feet of messengers.
当呢个使徒保罗去写呢个罗马书嘅时候，呢本书呢封书信点样去传扬开去咧，就系靠信差嘅脚。
Nowadays, we get information over the radio, the TV, telephone, newspapers.
今日咧，我哋从呢个电视啊、电台啊、呢个新闻报纸啊，同呢个嘅互联网嗰度得到呢啲嘅资讯。
I could get updated scores on any football game, in the blink of a second on my phone.
我咧透过呢个嘅 手提电话咧就可以即时知道啊所有嘅美式足球嗰啲嘅最新嘅赛果。
But the only way that news traveled back then was by messengers.
不过喺第一世纪嘅时候啊，系靠嗰啲信差嚟到将嗰啲书信咧传开去。
And the best news in the world is of no value to others if no one delivers it.
如果冇人去传递嘅话，就算系全世界最好嘅消息咧，都系冇价值。
And also the Bible says it is good news.
而且咧，圣经话呢个系喜讯，呢个系福音。
Today when we think of news, when we turn on the newscast, usually what we think it's bad news.
当我哋听到消息呢个字嘅时候，好多时候我哋就会一定系坏消息，因为当我哋打开呢个新闻报道嘅时候，就系咁样。
Because the news that we see is depressing: war, terrorism, murder, rape, and so on.
我哋今日所听到嘅消息咧，令我哋沮丧嘅吓，不论系战争啊、恐怖主义啊、呢个嘅奸淫啊、呢个强奸啊、谋杀啊，都令我哋咧系好失望。
It creates fear and takes away hope in people.
呢啲咁嘅消息咧，制造呢个恐惧，将希望咧从人嘅身上咧带拎走。
But the type of news the Bible is talking about is good news.
但系圣经所讲嘅咧系喜讯，系福音。
And the news in this passage they're talking about is found in verse 8 and following.
呢个喜讯咧就系从十章嘅第八节开始起讲嘅。
Where it says the word is near you, it is in your mouth and in your heart, and that is the word of faith we are proclaiming. That if you confess through your mouth Jesus is the Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
第八节开始话，这道离你不远，正在你口里，在你心里，就是我们所传信主的道，你若口里承认耶稣为主，心里叫信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
First two words of wisdom，
呢个就系开头嗰两句嘅智慧之言。
That's the good news，
呢个就系喜讯，就系福音。
And was brought to people by messengers，
就系透过呢个信差带到人嘅人群当中。
Today it should be the same，
今日应该仍然都系咁样做法。
We need to be the messengers to pass on this good news.
我哋应该成为信差，将呢个福音传出去。
And today we have that personal relationship with Jesus, then we become the messengers.
今日如果我哋同耶稣基督有个人关系嘅话，我哋就应该成为嗰个信差。
We can use our beautiful feet to travel to tell others about Jesus Christ.
我哋就应该用我哋美丽嘅脚嚟到去到处去传扬耶稣基督有关耶稣基督嘅消息。
Or by car, or by plane.
不论是透过汽车啦，或者透过飞机啦。
Or by technology. I know many people that have used technology like internet chat rooms to lead people to Christ.
或者咧系透过呢个嘅科技啦，我知道有好多人咧系会去到互联网嗰啲嘅聊天嘅嗰啲嘅室里边咧嚟到去因此咧听到福音信耶稣。
But why us?
但系点解要我哋去做咧
？Why do we need to pass it on？
点解我哋要传扬福音
？Why must we be the messengers？
点解我哋要成为信差
？Well, not only because of the Great Commission。
唔单止系因为有耶稣基督嘅大使命
，but because if the gospel has truly transformed us, we should want to spread this good news。
因为呢个福音咧系将我哋转化咗我哋嘅生命，所以咧我哋应该传扬呢个好消息。
When people receive news that transform their lives, the natural tendency is to let others know。
当耶稣基督嗰个福音转化咗我哋生命嘅时候，我哋就应该有个咁嘅倾向咧，话俾人听。
It is if it has truly changed our lives, we can't help but to let others know。
如果真系转化咗我哋嘅生命嘅话，我哋真系唔能够咧唔将呢个福音传开。
And the first people that we want to share the gospel with are those that are closest to us。
第一种嘅人，我哋去传福音嘅话，就应该系嗰啲同我哋接触最近嘅人。
But why us？
但系点解系我哋咧
？Why pass it on？
点解我哋要传扬出去咧
？Because God has placed people in our lives because we understand them better。
因为咧，上帝将呢啲人咧放喺我哋生命里头，我哋咧系了解佢哋。
And if these people matter in lives and we have regular interaction with them, we know what their goals are, we know what their struggles are, we know what their challenges are。
因为咧呢。班人咧对我哋嚟讲咧，我哋系关心佢哋，我哋知道佢哋人生嗰个嘅目标啊，各方面嘅事，所以咧我哋系愿意咧让佢哋听到福音。
We share experiences together。
我哋咧有共同嘅经历。
And they also care about us.
啊，佢哋呢班人咧，亦都系关心我哋。
And even though they may not agree with everything we believe in, most of them will at least hear us out. They'll listen to us.
啊，佢哋未必同意我哋信仰嘅每一件事，但系至得闲到咧，佢愿意去聆听。
God has placed these people in our lives for a reason.
上帝将这班人放在我们的生命里头有个原因。
And we may be the messenger that leads them to the Lord, or we may be part of the process that leads them to the Lord.
我们可能就是成为信差将这班的人带到来耶稣基督的面前。
And never give up on these people.
我们不应该放弃这班人。
You know, I've known people that have tried to bring families to the Lord, and for many years, they prayed and prayed and tried and tried, and some were even insulted, and nothing happened.
我知道有很多人多年来尝试带领他们的家人来去信耶稣，但是他们不单止家人抗拒他们，而且还家人会去侮辱他们。
But through persistence and having seen their family members having transformed lives, they came to a saving knowledge of the Lord.
不过由于他们坚持的缘故，还有他们家人看见他们生命转化的缘故，卒之最后这些家人都信耶稣。
Some of these commitments were made even on their deathbeds.
可能那些家人是临终的时候决志。
But it was because of the sharing of their loved ones.
但是因为呢就是有人呢跟他们分享耶稣基督的爱。
Why us?
为什么我们要去做呢？
Because God put us in families.
因为呢上帝给我们有家庭。
He placed those people close to us.
他将这些家人呢是让我们呢近距离的接触。
And we are their messengers.
我们呢就成为他们的信差。
Same principle works with friends.
同样的原理是可以应用在友谊的方面。
I want to share an example from the life of Bill Hybels. He's a senior pastor at Willow Creek Community Church, one of the largest churches in the States just outside of Chicago.
我想跟大家讲一个有关 Bill Hybels 牧师的故事。Bill Hybels 牧师呢是在美国一间其中一间很大的教会，就是这个杨柳溪在这个芝加哥郊区的一间教会。
He shares how one summer he just took some time off and he did competitive sailing. That's his hobby.
咁呢有一年呢佢是休假啦，咁呢佢好鍾意去开船嘅，因为呢佢由细到大呢都是好鍾意呢方面嘅运动。
And on this team, you know, he just wanted to be one of the guys. He wanted to relax.
佢参加咗一个航行嘅队伍，佢只系想话成为一个嘅队员。佢想咧休息下。
You know, he didn't even want to tell people that he was a pastor.
佢都唔想暴露自己身份，话自己系一个牧师。
The leader of this competitive sailing team, his name is Dave Wright.
咁啊，呢个航行队伍嘅领袖咧叫 Dave Wright。
Not a Christian.
唔係基督徒嚟嘅。
In fact, no one on the team was a Christian.
事實上咧，喺隊中咧冇一個係基督徒。
And when Dave actually found out that Bill was a pastor, he was actually kind of, you know, taken aback.
咁啊，當呢個 Dave 知道Bill 咧係個牧師嘅時候咧，佢有少少嘅詫異。
Because he thought that all pastors are no fun because they just try to pound the gospel message into them.
因為咧呢個 Dave 咧認為所有牧師咧都係冇趣味嘅，佢哋只係懂得將福音咧嚟到轟炸人。
And he didn't want that to happen.
佢咧唔想喺佢嘅隊中咧有咁嘅事。
But Bill, you know, he just wanted to be one of the guys.
但係 Bill 咧淨係想話成為隊員嘅一個。
He didn't pound the gospel message.
佢并冇向队友咧嚟到去轰炸。
But just by being himself, others were just drawn to Christ, and some even accepted the Lord.
佢咧就咁系维持佢自己嘅真我，但经过咁样咧，有希望有人咧嚟到去认识耶稣。
Dave, you know, he got frustrated. He goes, Bill, don't mess with the people on our team. Don't spread about the news about Christ.
但系 Dave 咧就希望佢咧同阿 Bill 讲就你唔好喺度搞搞震啊。
But Bill, you know, he just continued to pray for the team.
但是 Bill 继续为队友来到祈祷。
His relationship with Dave continued to grow.
咁佢同 Dave 嗰个嘅友谊咧不断嘅增长。
And grow and grow.
不断嘅成长。
Dave was still would not accept Christ.
但是 Dave 咧仍然抗拒接受耶稣。
After Dave's father passed away, he finally started sharing more spiritual, like more about his emotions with Bill.
Dave 嗰个爸爸离世嘅时候咧，佢开始咧打开自己嚟到同 Bill 咧讲及有啲属灵嘅事情。
But still would not accept Christ.
但系仍然咧唔想接受耶稣。
The relationship continued to grow. They became best friends.
咁咧，佢哋嘅友谊咧继续嘅成长，咁咧成为咧最好嘅朋友。
And finally, 7 years later, Bill just could not imagine going to heaven without Dave, so he finally told him that I can't go to heaven without you.
7年之后咧，咁啊 ，Bill 咧感觉到啊，佢真系想象唔到喺天堂咧见唔到佢嘅好朋友 Dave， 所以咧就同阿 Dave 去讲。
Still, he would not make a commitment.
Dave 咧仍然咧唔肯去委身信耶稣。
Following Christmas Eve.
咁啊，跟住嗰年嘅圣诞之夜。
At an altar call.
咁咧有一个嘅呼召喺个讲台度有个呼召。
Dave finally made a commitment to the Lord.
Dave 咧最后咧系愿意接受耶稣基督为佢嘅救主。
And Bill was the first person he told.
而 Bill 咧就系佢第一个话俾人听嘅一个人。
God had placed Dave in Bill's life and over a process of 8 years and a wonderful friendship to bring a person to him.
上帝将 Bill 同 Dave 咧放埋一起，透过8年嘅友谊，以至到咧佢 Dave 咧能够信耶稣。
Why us?
点解系我哋咧？
Why do we need to be the messengers?
点解我哋要成为信差？
Because we have friends, we have family, and some of them don't even know the Lord.
因为我哋有朋友，我哋有家人。
Alright, the second reason we need to pass on is because we have the resources.
第二个原因，点解我哋要去传扬咧？就因为我哋有咁嘅资源。
If we have Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have important resources to pass on.
如果我哋有耶稣基督成为我哋嘅救主嘅话，我哋就有资源嚟到传扬出去。
It is something we definitely wouldn't want to keep to ourselves, for it can save someone's life.
我哋唔应该咧据为己有，以致到咧别人唔能够得着拯救。
A story is told a number of years ago that there was a train derailment in which a number of people died.
好多年前咧有一个咁嘅事件系有关咧呢个火车出轨脱轨嘅事。
Part of the track was washed out, and as the train sped towards this particular stretch of track, there was no way to communicate with the train to slow it down.
有部分嘅路轨咧被洪水冲走咗，但系有架货车咧正朝住嗰个方向咧嚟到走，但系咧亦都冇人咧可以通知呢架嘅货车。
And the railway company realized the imminent danger, so they sent a man with a lantern to wave down the train.
咁咧，呢个公司知道之后咧，就派一个人咧，就揸住一个个信号灯，就喺个火车轨嘅旁边咧嚟到去话俾呢架火车听。Now,
unfortunately, this did not work.
但系咧，都冇效喎。
Many people lost their lives.
仍然咧，好多人咧丧失生命。
There was an inquiry afterwards. The man was asked if he thought the engineer on the train had seen him with the lantern.
咁啊，跟住咧有个调查就系话啊，究竟呢个火车嘅司机睇唔睇到呢个嘅信号灯咧？
The guy was just kind of confused a bit, so.
咁咧，呢个货车司机咧就即系有啲嘅含糊。
They asked the question, "Was the lantern lit?"
咁咧再有人再问佢，咁究竟有冇人即系点着呢个嘅信号灯咧
？To which he they didn't ask me to do that.
咁咧，呢个本来揸住信号灯嘅人咧就话啊，冇人通知我要点着呢个信号灯噃。
You know, if we have the resources and the tools, we are expected to use it.
就系话如果我哋已经有咗呢个咁嘅工具同埋有啲咁嘅资源咧，我哋系被期待住要去运用使用嘅。
If we don't, there's going to be eternal consequences.
如果我哋唔用嘅话咧，就会有永恒嘅后果。
Another illustration is that the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea are both landlocked lakes.
仲有另一个嘅说明咧，就系话呢个加利利海同埋呢个死海咧，都系被陆地咧围困住。But
there's one big difference.
但系咧，两者之间咧有一个大嘅分别。
The Sea of Galilee has both an inlet and an outlet.
咁啊，呢个加利利海咧有个入口嘅地方，亦都有个出口嘅地方。
So water flows in and flows out.
咁啊，水咧可以流入嚟，亦都流出去。
The Dead Sea, on the other hand, only has an inlet.
但系呢个死海咧，只系有一个嘅入口。Water
just kind of stops when it gets to the Dead Sea.
当水流到去死海嘅时候咧，就停滞喺嗰度，就唔流到出去。
And none of the water finds a way out, and there's so much dissolved minerals in it that you float on, you can't even drink it.
因为咁嘅缘故咧，就有海里边咧有好多溶解咗嗰啲嘅矿物质，以致到咧嗰个密度咧好高，你可以直情浮喺个水度。And
that's why they call it the Dead Sea.
正系咁样咧，就叫佢做死海。
And in a similar way, a Christian who only has an inlet is going to be a dead Christian.
同样地，如果基督徒只有一个入口嘅话咧，佢系被视为咧一个死嘅基督徒。
And no matter how much teaching we hear, no matter how much fellowship we have, no matter how much pastoral care we receive, no matter how many Bible studies that we do,
不论我哋咧听到几好嘅教导，不论我哋咧有几享受我哋嗰个嘅团契生活，不论咧我哋得到几多嘅牧者嘅关怀，甚至咧我哋参加咗几多嘅查经班。
If it doesn't flow out to those around us, the people that we see every day, we will be a dead Christian.
如果冇个出口去流到去喺我哋周围嗰啲嘅人嘅话咧，我哋系一个死嘅基督徒。
Now we need to tell others about Jesus and what He's meant to our life.Meant in our lives.
我哋咧要话俾人听耶稣基督喺我哋生命里边嘅意义。
We have the resources, use it.
我哋有咁嘅资源。
Now the next question I want to pose very briefly is, what do we need to pass on?
第二个问题，我想问大家就系话，究竟我哋传扬啲乜嘢咧
？Starting in verse 14, Paul answers this question through a series of rhetorical questions.
从呢个十章嘅十四节，保罗咧问咗一连串嘅修辞学嘅问题。
So from this passage, firstly, to pass on, we need toconfess and believe.
第一个就是说我们要去承认啦，我们要去相信啦。
People will not believe unless they know that we are sure of our own faith.
如果我们都不能够肯定我们自己所信的什么，人家就更加不会信。
So we need to truly, truly believe that we are sinners and we're separated from God and we need Jesus Christ to bring us back to God.
我们要承认我们是罪人，与上帝分离了，所以耶稣基督将我们带到回去上帝的面前。
Now I find many times that as Christians, especially those who have been Christians for a long time, we know these things as fact, but then we almost just sort of recite them and that's it.
好多咧成为基督徒好多年嘅人咧，知道呢个系事实嚟嘅，但系咧因为多年嚟咧，只不过好似即系念口簧咁样嘅啫。
You know, we need to believe wholeheartedly that to be saved, we have to call on the name of the Lord.
我哋真系要真心相信咧，我哋系得救嘅人，我哋咧要向主咧嚟到去求告佢嘅名。
And secondly, we need to proclaim.
第二咧就系我哋要去宣扬宣告。
It is up to us to proclaim the word of God.
就系咧系在乎我哋去宣告传扬耶稣上帝嘅说话。
And what does it mean to proclaim?
究竟传扬宣告系咩意思咧
？You know, a lot of people think that to proclaim or to preach meant that's the job of the pastor or of a missionary.
好多人以为呢个咁嘅宣告传扬嗰个责任呢系呢个牧师同埋呢个宣教士嘅责任。
And yes, that's what we do. We're up here, we're proclaiming and we're preaching.
冇错，我哋企喺个讲台上面，我哋系宣讲紧传扬紧上帝嘅说话。
But proclaiming really means just to share what we know.
其实宣告传扬只不过呢系将我哋所知道嘅嚟到讲
出来。Share what God has done in our lives.
讲及上帝喺我哋生命嘅作为。
It is so much more than just standing up here and giving sermons.
唔单止净系话企喺个讲台上嚟到去传讲。
And I'm sure that each one of us can share what Christ has done for them.
我相信呢我哋在座每一个人呢都能够讲及上帝喺佢哋心中生命里头所做嘅工作。
Our lives, the way that we live, that should be the sermon.
我哋生命嗰个模式，活出嚟嘅生命，就系我哋嗰个嘅讲章。
There was a tribesman who became a Christian during the century.
有一个嘅部落嘅人咧，佢喺呢个嘅世纪里边咧，成为一个嘅基督徒。
After he was converted, he asked whether or not this Jesus had been on earth for a long time.
佢信耶稣之后咧，就问耶稣基督系咪喺呢个嘅世上已经好多年嘅咧？
When he was told that the gospel had been around for over 2,000 years, he was overcome with grief.
当他听到其实耶稣基督这个福音已经在世上2,000年了，那他就感到有点悲伤。
And he wondered why it took so long for missionaries to bring them the gospel and why nobody had told his forefathers this wonderful news of salvation.
他就奇怪，为什么这么多年来都没有这个宣教士告诉他听这个福音，也都是他祖先没有听到这个福音。
Are we guilty?Of keeping the good news to ourselves.
我哋有冇犯咗同样嘅错误，就系话将呢个福音咧据为己有。
Now Paul's last rhetorical question is, how can they preach unless they are sent?
呢个保罗最后一个嘅修辞嘅问题就话，若没有奉差遣，怎能传道咧
？Thirdly, we need to fulfill our task.
第三个嘅就系话我哋要完成我哋嘅工作。
And that task is to pass it on.
嗰个工作就系要传扬福音。
And we need to evangelize to our family, our friends, our fellow students, whoever God has placed in our lives.
我哋咧就系要向我哋嘅家人、我哋嘅朋友、我哋嘅同学嚟到传福音。
And we need to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, as it says in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
就好似正如呢个使徒行传一章八节所讲嘅，我哋要将呢个福音咧传到地极。
We are all here for a reason.
我哋存在喺世界上边咧，有个原因嘅。
And I believe that part of the reason is to teach others and share with others what we have learned.
其中个原因就系话去教导人，同埋咧向人分享我哋所认识嘅。
So thirdly, we're here to fulfill our task.
第三就是我们怎样去完成这个工作呢？
Now some of you, you know, some of you will be called to stay right here in Vancouver.
我们在当中可能上帝就会呼召你留在这个温哥华。
Or other parts of Canada.
或者其他加拿大的地方。
Some will be called overseas.
但有些人会去到海外。
But we need to send our goal.
但是我们要有我们的目标。
What is our vision? Is it congruent with God's?
我们的目标我们的意象是不是跟上帝的一致的呢？
And in the final part of verse 15, Paul quotes from the Old Testament from the book of Isaiah.
咁咧，最后一个部分咧就系保罗咧引述呢个以赛亚书嘅一句说话。
How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news！
报福音、传喜讯嘅人，他们的脚中何等佳美
！Feet bringing good news implies movement。
呢个脚系将呢个好信息传扬出去，就代表有行动。
So we need to move。
我哋需要有行动。
We gotta get out of our seats and proclaim。
我哋要离开我哋嘅座位去宣扬。
We can be part of God's plan in motion。
我哋咧可能咧系成为上帝计划里边一部分。当我哋参加呢个行动嘅时候。
And it can begin right now, right here, as we commit ourselves to God。
我哋甚至乎喺呢一刻，我哋都可以咁样去做。当我哋去委身俾上帝。
I love this passage found in Romans chapter 10。
我十分喜欢呢个罗马书十章嘅呢个信息。
It's a challenge to all of us。
呢个咧系俾我哋每一个人嘅挑战。
It reminds us that unless we share the good news, people won't hear it.
这个提醒我们说，除非我们传扬这个福音，否则呢，没人会听到这个福音。
And they don't hear about it, they won't know about Christ, they won't believe in his death and his resurrection.
如果他们听不到这个福音，他们又不认识到耶稣基督呢，关于他的死和他的复活。
And they won't call on him.
他们呢，也不会求告耶稣基督的名。
And if they don't call on him, they won't be saved.
如果他们不求告主的名，他们就不会得到拯救。
You know, every single time I see those fun words of wisdom that was posted on my wall.
每一次咧，我睇见嗰啲喺我办公室嘅墙嗰啲嘅图画同埋啲字句嘅时候
，it will bring a smile to my face.
我咧都会面露笑容。
But now when I see it,
但系而家我再睇嘅时候
，it will also remind me of the words of wisdom found right here in Romans chapter 10.
呢个图画字句咧都会再一次提醒我有关呢个罗马书十章嘅经文。
Words of wisdom that has a far more eternal significance.
罗马书十章嘅智慧之言咧系有呢个永恒嘅意义嘅。
And once again, number one is confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord.
再一次就系讲到第一，口里承认耶稣为主。
Number two, it's to believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead.
第二就系心里信神，叫他从死里复活。
And number three, it's to bring the good news to others.
第三咧就系报福音、传喜讯俾其他人。
To pass it on.
传扬开去。
Let's pray.
让我哋祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for being just such an amazing and awesome God.
天父上帝，我哋多谢你，因为你确实系一个叫我哋肃然起敬嘅上帝。
We love you very much.
我哋十分嘅爱你。
And we thank you that you've given us the opportunity and the mandate to pass it on.
我哋多谢你爱我哋，而且俾我哋呢个命令咧，要传扬出去。
So Lord, help us to have the courage.
俾我哋有呢个勇气。
To take that first step.
让我哋踏出第一步。
To pass it on.
去传扬开去。
We pray all these things in the most wonderful and precious name of Jesus Christ.
我哋咁嘅祷告系奉耶稣基督宝贝嘅名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing this song.
见阵阵风声响不停，看见饥荒断去生命，迷惑太多，还未醒过，末世起初，罪恶真多。见证主的恩典跟丰盛，以信望爱唤叫心灵，灵魂丧失 静待指引，愿救赎全遍给世人。天国已近，仇恨有伤困扰万民，人和天在摧毁盼望未闻，福音却太多，当宣广福音。让这光照遍黑暗，到万方你记住神赞美，全人天光。